Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Hello?
Got him.
Listen to me. This is Jason Nesmith.
I play Commander Peter Quincy Taggart of NSEA Protector.
We accidentally traded boxes the other day when we
bumped into each other.
Oh, Commander, I see. Okay.
What's your name, son?
Brandon?
Brandon, I remember you from the convention, right? You asked all those little technical questions about the ship, and I was a little short with you.
Yes, I know, Commander, and I just wanted to tell you that I thought a lot about what you said.
It's okay, now listen.
But
I want you to know that I'm not a complete brain case, okay? I understand completely that it's just a TV show.
Hold.
I know there's no brain.
Wait a minute. Stop for a second. Stop.
Conveyor,
wait.
No ship.
It's all real.
Oh my God, I knew it!
Welcome to Trilogy in Theory. My name is Webb, and this is my co-host, Mike. We are continuing our quest to rack up all the cult classics in 1999 in our movie book club. Best movie year ever. The 1999 film we have this time around is Galaxy Quest, a film that...
And isn't it a 1998 film?
Is it? Like, is it again? Another one?
I think it came out Christmas 1999.
Golly.
I'll have to check.
Well... Either way, this is a film that I've been told that I need to watch because I don't consider myself a Trekkie. I do love Star Trek.
I'm wrong. This was Christmas 1999. We're back on track. Brian Rafferty, thank you. Virgin Suicides came out in 2000, but that's okay. Film festivals and like Galaxy Quest, holiday season 1999. You were there, right, Webb?
I wasn't even watching Star Trek at the time, so I caught up with Star Trek a little later in life when I remember seeing reruns on TBS and TNT and any of those Turner networks where I guess the Sci-Fi Channel as well, and I always found it to be quite boring.
Yes,
and that was before, admittedly, but that was before I fell in love with like Blade Runner. Which is kind of the quintessential sci-fi film, the favorite of a lot of those sci-fi hardcores.
Also boring.
Well, that's the thing. Somewhere a switch went off in my head, and all of a sudden, sci-fi wasn't Star Wars anymore. It was Star Trek, and I didn't need my science fiction to be moving a mile a minute. I needed to be heady. I needed to be knee-deep in thematic resonance. And that's what Blade Runner did for me. And then that's how I really kind of got into Star Trek. So I was told, Galaxy Quest is like a love letter to Star Trek and that entire fan culture. No, it's not. I feel like... It's an hour and 47 minutes of me being made fun of, goddammit.
So let me throw a softball question. I won't even say that. It's batting practice. That's more accurate. I don't like when people, I guess, say softball, because if you've ever watched any softball, especially women's softball, I could not hit those pitches. Batting practice. We're going to loft up there. Take your best shot, Webb. Did you ever see Fanboys?
Yes.
Which I believe has Kristen Bell as like the maybe only name that came out of it, which was much delayed. I think Harvey Weinstein had his hands all over that one. And so it came out like well past the sell-by date for like Star Wars fandom after the prequels. But it's about a group of guys that I think one of them is sick, was not going to live past the release of episode one. So his buddies, they're going to go break into... Lucasfilm, go to the ranch, and so he can see it. Did you find that more or less insulting to Star Wars fans than this to Trekkies? Which one's worse?
I almost want... Well, it's close. I think this is a little worse only because it seems like the Justin Longs and his ragtag group of ne'er-do-wells, like, it seems like the filmmakers want to box us, like, those are the people that these films are for, the ones who think this shit actually happens in space. Because there's that moment, Justin Long is like, I knew it was real! And I'm like, that I know it's not real.
Man.
I know.
I wish that our dear listeners could have got the video footage of you doing, like, the double finger points of, like, it was like, you were so disgusted by the, I guess, histrionics of Justin Long here. I'm a little surprised by this. I don't know. I guess I thought that, like most dorks or dorkdoms, that they've been bullied their whole lives for what they love, that if a major studio gives them any sort of attention, they'll just go ahead and take the lumps. Like, that's fine. That's fine. At least we're in the spotlight now. Yeah, have your jokes. That's fine. But you're talking about my shit, and I'm happy to see it on the big screen.
They failed to realize that just because a guy reads some comics, you can't start some shit.